Chapter 10, Killian. Melissa felt the need to use the restroom. The bland but filling meal she had in her cage, combined with the bottle of water she had glugged down to replenish her fluids after sweating in the van, had caught up with her. When the head veterinary nurse, Mrs. Kamau, walked by with her arms full of test tubes and paperwork, Melissa called out,
"Mrs. Kamau, Mrs. Kamau."
Mrs. Kamau, preoccupied, assured Melissa that she would arrange for someone to assist her. Shortly afterward, a young black man approached. He seemed to be around Melissa's age, dressed in plain clothes without a uniform or name tag. He was casually swinging his cattle prod as if it were a toy. Standing in front of her, he inquired,
"You need to use the toilet?"
Melissa nodded, having preferred if a female had been sent for this discreet task. Yet here she was, exposed and with her arms raised, facing the man who would take her there. The young man gave her an appraising look from head to toe, then back up.
"Okay,"
he said, as if granting her a favor.
"I'm Killian, by the way."
"Melissa,"
Melissa said, followed by,
"Ouch!"
Killian had zapped her with the cattle prod. Unlike the tasers she had experienced the day before, which were agonizing, this was just a sharp, quick pain in her leg that faded rapidly. Melissa looked at him, puzzled, until their eyes locked, and she recalled the proper etiquette.
"I'm Melissa, sir,"
she corrected herself. Killian smiled approvingly, nodded, and went to the crank. As he passed her, he playfully gave her a double tap on her buttock with the cattle prod. Melissa winced, but there was no electric jolt this time. He started to turn the crank, easing the tension on Melissa's wrists as the hook lowered. Killian didn't lower the hook by much. Once the hook was low enough for Melissa to potentially remove her handcuffs from the hook, he stopped and looked at her.
"Can you get off from here?"
Melissa tried to lift her cuffed hands over the hook, stretching up on her toes, but the end of the hook's curve was out of reach. Why wouldn't he lower it further?
"Lower it more. I can't reach,"
Melissa said, and quickly added,
"Sir,"
recalling the recent shock.
"Oh, come on."
Killian sighed, stepping in front of her, cattle prod still in his grip. He prodded Melissa's upper leg, causing her to desperately reach higher to free herself before he could use the prod again. This action inadvertently thrust her breasts upward, almost as if presenting them to Killian. As she wrestled with the hook, it turned slightly, forcing her to align her body so that her armpit was uncomfortably close to his face, a reminder of her lack of hygiene after the previous day's long, sweaty journey. Alas, her efforts were in vain. The hook's bend was just a bit too high.
"It's too high. I can't. Ouch!"
Melissa exclaimed as Killian zapped her leg. She was incensed that he would shock her for something beyond her control. He had intentionally set the hook too high, and now he was punishing her for being unable to free herself. Melissa shot Killian a look of frustrated helplessness. She tried stretching up again, this time lifting as high as she could on her toes, even pushing off from the balls of her feet for added reach. It was close, but not close enough.
"Ouch!"
she yelped again as Killian zapped her backside. He had moved to her side.
"Stop that!"
she demanded, only to receive another mild shock on the other side. In a desperate move, Melissa attempted to crouch down, though with her arms raised, she couldn't lower herself much. From there, she tried to jump, adding extra momentum with her calves for extra height. To her relief, this was enough to get her handcuffs over the hook. As she landed, she lost her balance and stumbled forward, managing to break her fall with her hands. The chain around her neck clattered against the tiled floor.
"See, I knew you could do it,"
Killian chuckled.
"You just needed some motivation. I bring out the best in people."
Melissa glared at him in frustration. She quickly got back to her feet.
"Can we go now, sir?"
"Sure, give me your leash."
Killian instructed, extending his hand. Reluctantly, Melissa took hold of her leash with her cuffed hands and placed it in his. Killian stretched out his arm, pulling the leash to guide Melissa in front of him.
"Let's go,"
he said, giving her rear a playful tap with the cattle prod, though without activating it. Startled, Melissa moved forward, but was abruptly halted as the leash tightened and her collar yanked her back. Killian had a firm grip on the leash, causing the collar to choke her. Melissa instinctively brought her cuffed hands to her neck, gripping the leash to cushion the harsh pulls. Killian followed behind her, and Melissa tried to keep pace while maintaining as much distance from him as possible, which wasn't much. He occasionally tapped her buttocks with the cattle prod, causing her to flinch. When it grazed her skin, it was as if her nervous system focused on that point of contact. Her skin, which was already sensitive from being naked, reacted with a shiver when it touched her. She'd turned to face him while walking backward to keep an eye on the dreaded device, but found it too awkward to continue, so she'd turn back to face forward and watch where she was going. Killian led her out of the White Hall, down a corridor to a bathroom just around the corner. The bathroom was large, featuring both a toilet and a shower, all on tiled flooring. He allowed her to use the toilet, but stayed in the room, dashing any hope Melissa had for privacy, which by now didn't surprise her. Melissa sat on the toilet with Killian standing in front of her, amusing himself with the cattle prod, watching it spark with apparent fascination. His proximity meant he could easily reach out and touch her with it. It was hard enough for her to have to relieve herself naked in front of this man. But each time she saw the sparks, it brought back the memories of the shocks she had received from it in the White Hall, making her tense and unable to get a urine stream going.
"Killian, could you please give me some privacy, sir?"
she pleaded.
"I can't do this with you standing in front of me, sir."
Killian looked at her with a disinterested gaze, and to her relief, he stepped out into the corridor, though he left the door open. He returned when he heard the toilet flush. Killian instructed her to step into the shower. He grabbed a hose connected to a faucet and started rinsing her down. The water was cool, yet bearable. He directed the spray at her vagina first, then had her turn around, spread her legs, and bend over. Melissa complied, spread her legs as far as her hobble allowed, and placed her cuffed hands on the wall for support. He then spread her buttocks with one hand to clean her anus, before moving the water stream down her legs to her feet. Once done, he told her to turn back around and pass him her leash once more. After she did, the leash felt like an extension of Killian's will over her, and she was at his mercy. He turned and walked away, giving the leash a sharp tug. Melissa yelped as the collar pulled painfully, stumbled forward, nearly tripped over her ankle chains, quickly regained her grip on the leash with her cuffed hands, and hurried after him. After exiting the bathroom, Killian pulled Melissa's chain to direct her in front of him again. As before, he intermittently tapped her buttocks with the cattle prod. These light touches on her bare skin sent waves of anticipation through her. Her naked body tensed and relaxed in a rhythm set by his taps. Melissa tried to keep up with his pace, staying as far ahead as possible without being choked by her collar. Eventually, Killian became somewhat disappointed to see that Melissa no longer reacted with the same level of anxiety. Her responses to his taps were less pronounced than before. Bored by her reduced reaction, he decided to add some excitement by setting the cattle prod to a low shock and zapping her buttocks. Melissa yelped and turned to face him, walking backward. She bent forward in an attempt to move her body away from him, but the collar kept her close, so she ended up walking backward while leaning towards him, clutching the leash close to her collar. She pleaded with him,
"Please, Killian, stop! These shocks hurt."
Killian was grinning, playfully twirling his cattle prod.
"Killian!"
Melissa heard a voice from behind her. She turned to see Nala, who was carrying lab equipment. Nala shouted something in Grabesian that Melissa couldn't comprehend. They exchanged a few words, and eventually, Killian responded in a tone suggesting he was giving in. He then attached the cattle prod to his belt and resumed walking. As he passed Melissa, he gave her a friendly slap on the buttocks. Melissa silently mouthed,
"Thank you,"
to Nala, pressing her hands together in gratitude. Nala smiled and nodded in acknowledgement. Melissa felt the leash tighten and quickly followed Killian back into the White Hall. Once they were back in the White Hall, Melissa approached the hook. Killian adjusted the hook to a slightly lower position, and Melissa, following his lead, raised her bound wrists, the metal cuffs clinking softly, so that the hook nestled between her wrists. After that, Killian operated the crank on the pulley system, elevating the hook once more, securing Melissa in place again. Killian continued to crank, and as he did, the slack in Melissa's arms disappeared, stretching them upward. Alarms surged through Melissa as Killian kept turning. She was forced onto her tiptoes.
"Stop!"
she exclaimed.
"Too high! Please! Sir!"
Melissa desperately pulled at the handcuffs, as if she could bring the hook back down this way. But it was futile. The hook didn't budge. Killian walked up to her, positioning himself right in front of her tense, stretched body. The increased tension created an acute angle where the cuffs met her wrists. Where the cuffs had been loose around her wrists before, the metal was now pressing into her at an angle, the cuffs acting like wedges driven into her flesh by the opposing forces of the hook, pulling her up and gravity. The cuffs were biting into her from the force of her weight against the cuff's unyielding shape. On the other side of her wrists, the cuffs exerted an outward force, pushing her hands apart, causing her hands to be pushed outward. Her palms formed a V, as if she were trying to reach for something just out of grasp. Using the back of his hand, Killian softly traced a path along Melissa's taut upper arm, past her armpit, and over the side of her breast. His touch continued down her abdomen, gently brushing over her pubic area. He did the same on her other side, each time savoring the process. Their eyes met. Melissa's breath was labored, strained by the discomfort and the effort to remain on her tiptoes. Killian unhooked the cattle prod from his belt. He grazed Melissa with it, but didn't activate it.
"Killian, please, don't,"
Melissa whispered, her voice shaky with fear and dread of the impending shock.
"Sir."
"Oh, come on,"
he said.
"Just one more for old time's sake."
He traced the cattle prod lightly over her stomach, its tip gliding up to the base of her breasts before skimming the soft undersides. Melissa's breath shortened, her muscles tightening with the anticipation of a possible shock. She looked into his eyes, trying to discern his next move. Killian then drew the prod down from her chest, past her navel, and towards her vagina, gently brushing through her pubic hair towards her clitoris. Melissa's panic escalated.
"Killian, no, please,"
she begged. Attempting to evade the prod, she arched her back, trying to shift her most sensitive spot away from danger. But her stretched position allowed only the slightest movement. Killian adjusted his aim with the prod, following her. And Melissa twisted slightly, still trying to shield her clitoris from contact. Killian chuckled and went back to the pulley, cranking it slightly to lift. Melissa, now balancing on the tips of her toes, felt the cuffs biting into her wrists painfully. Overwhelmed by this, she pleaded with Killian, her voice filled with urgency.
"Let me down, please. This really hurts."
She was on the edge of despair. Turning the crank was as simple for Killian as turning the dial on a radio. All it took was a quick pull on the crank for her world to shift from discomfort to agony. Her heart sank with the weight of her own powerlessness. Melissa begged, her voice a mix of desperation and plea.
Please, let me down.
She looked into his eyes and saw his displeasure.
Oh, come on. You're always complaining. Don't be such a drama queen,
he commented.
Fine. I'll be merciful today.
He eased the crank back a notch, letting her settle onto the balls of her feet, still on tiptoes. The relief was immediate, like a breath of air after being submerged for too long. The cuffs continued to pinch her wrists, but the pain had lessened to a tolerable level. But Melissa was shaken by the experience. The episode had been a stark demonstration of her subjugation. She knew that Killian could have left her at the higher setting had he wanted, and there would have been nothing she could have done about it.
How about this?
Killian said.
You take one more shock from this. And he held up the cattle prod. And you get to stand flat-footed again. Deal?
All Melissa wanted at this moment was to relieve the strain on her calves and have the biting pressure in her wrists go away. She closed her eyes and nodded. She realized this was just a cruel game to him. He didn't need her consent to deliver painful shocks to her. He could do it at his whim. She felt the cattle prod trace over her body. When it paused at one of her nipples, she held her breath. The tip of the cattle prod traced the areola around her nipple. Then it drifted to the other and did the same there. Melissa shook her head, hoping to redirect him. He continued. The prod's tip edged closer to her vagina, parting her labia.
No, Killian, please,
she whispered in a plea, her eyes still closed. Then the shock came, not where she had feared, but on her buttocks. She yelped, startled, and sucked in a breath. Killian's laughter rang out. Opening her eyes, Melissa watched as he turned the crank, alleviating the tension on her wrists. Now she could stand comfortably on her feet, and her arms had some slack. She sighed with relief. Killian smiled at her.
Okay, I've got to go now. It was great to meet you, Melissa. Call me if you need anything else,
he said and walked away, giving her another friendly double slap on her butt cheeks as he walked past her.